Here we are, Durward. Thank you.
Howdy, Bing. What you gonna start off with today?
Well, I thought you might do the first song, Rosie.
Well, I'm sorry, partner. I'm still on my coffee break.
Okay, I'll sing then.
This may be your big opportunity.
You never can tell when it'll come.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, such a Garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, now, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw you into a coma when those orchestras play. Again I see a peacherino dance the you-know-what-I-mean-o. Oh, she shakes a tambourino, so the Cajuns say. Down yonder in New Orleans, mid the land of dreamy scenes, such a Garden of Eden, oh, what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, look out, give your lady fair a little smile. Oh, now, bet your life you're gonna linger there a little while. They got angels here on earth wearing little blue jeans down yonder in New Orleans.
From time to time, we discuss beauty problems and beauty products here. And today, I'd like to mention the fruit and vegetable way to beauty.
What's this, the fruit and vegetable way to beauty, Rose?
Oh, I see through that one. To be beautiful, girls, eat plenty of fruit and vegetables. Is that it, Rosie?
No, you don't eat these vegetables, Ken. You wear them.
Whoa, now, you wear fruit and vegetables for beauty?
You don't wear them out on the street.
I should think not, unless you want to be bizarre and get your picture in the paper or something.
Now, pay attention, boys. You could use some beauty hints, too, you know.
I may make notes. Voluminous.
If you come up with something real good, Rosie, I'll make a note of it, too.
Well, these are all very good tips, and they're all done with fruits and vegetables. For instance, now, if your skin is gray in tone, try a carrot mask.
Carrot mask? Oh, my dear. You mash the carrots first before you make the mask?
Don't be jumping me here.
I'm not jumping.
Don't mash the carrots at all. You simply slice them into rounds and apply them to your face for 15 minutes.
Well, think of that. Little rounds of carrots all over your kisser, and 15 minutes is all you have to leave them on there. Is that right?
That's right.
Say, let me mention something. Now, if you happen to have a pet rabbit during the beauty treatment, I suggest you keep him in his cage because your pet is liable to chomp your beauty treatment right off your kisser.
That's true.
So that's what you do for gray skin tone. I've often wondered, haven't you?
Oh, I'm glad I know now.
Well, now, it's just a carrot mask. Not anything else, Rosie?
Well, if your skin needs some brightening, try the compote mask.
I shouldn't ask, but I will. What's a compote mask?
Well, you cook an apple in a little milk.
I got you.
Mash it and apply it to the face when lukewarm. Afterwards, rinse with ice water.
That's when your face is tired and needs brightening up, huh?
That's right. The compote mask.
Huh. I'd say the trick there is not to eat your mask. You know, a nice apple and warm milk, it's kind of appealing. You'd sort of want to take a swing at it, wouldn't you?
Well, you have to exercise control with these. These are very appetizing treatments. Here's another very wonderful mask. It's the strawberry mask.
Oh, isn't that the bitter end, Ken? The strawberry mask.
Here's how you make it.
Oh, tell me.
You crush a dozen washed strawberries into a paste and apply, and it will give your skin a remarkably fresh, tingling feeling.
Objection here. What if strawberries give you a rash?
I'm glad you brought that up, Charlie, because if you're allergic to eating strawberries, you may be allergic to the strawberry mask. So don't use a strawberry mask if you have any allergy, because you may break out.
I see.
Yeah, being just a little allergic to strawberries myself, Rosemary, do you have any mask that you can suggest for me?
Yes, Ken, I have.
What's that?
It's a crushed tomato mask.
A crushed tomato mask?
Now, remember, if anybody hits you in the face with a tomato, just don't scrape it off. Let it lay there. Just lay down. You got yourself a tomato mask. You're in business.
And you'll be beautiful.
Ooh, yeah.
Tomato masks add a wonderful freshness to the skin. Just sensational. Incidentally, a slice of tomato rubbed over the face is a great help in cleansing the pores.
Hmm. And all these years I've been eating tomatoes.
You gotta rub them on, too.
Well, how long should you leave these masks on, Rosemary? This strawberry tomato and all that gunk?
About a half an hour should do the trick. And you'll be amazed at how great you feel.
Well, you know, when I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go for this carrot mask. Those little rounds all over my face. It's intriguing. Very appealing. Say, won't they roll off?
Well, you're going to lie still.
Oh. Well, when I get home, I'm going to go for a cool slice of tomato. I'm going to have a cool tomato mask. That'll be my touch.
Good luck to you, boys. I'm always glad to help you out with any beauty hints. You know that.
Well, if you're really sincere and you really want to help us, what about a song, Rosemary?
Certainly, I'd be very happy to.
Step right up there and enchant us, Rosemary.
Enchant you? My, you're expecting rather a lot, aren't you?
You can do it, kid. I've seen you.
Enchanted, I'm caught by surprise, watching the light in your eyes. You smile and heaven must be as close as your lips are to me. Then slowly my fingertips find the thrill of your fingers in mine, the touch of your arms feels so new. Can I say how much I love you? How long have I waited for this? To find your soul in a kiss, your voice thrilling me by a word that's said and yet somehow not heard. At last you surrender to me, and together we share ecstasy. You're mine now, it's true. And you are enchanted too.
Message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the twin pipes of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in a Buddy Cole arrangement of Shine On, Harvest Moon.
Twin pipes, huh?
This is also a four-tonsil job.
Oh, we have wire wheels, too.
Oh, shine on, Harvest Moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July.
Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, Harvest Moon.
For me and my gal. The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine.
Couple sitting underneath a willow tree for love, they pine.
Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go.
Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe.
Shine on, Harvest Moon, up in the sky. I had no loving since January, February, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, Harvest Moon, for me and my God.
Do you ever wonder, Rosie, how a square dance caller might do a commercial?
Well, that could be interesting, Bing.
At new life in your wore-down shoes and get them repaired 2x2s.
Say, how's this one, Bing? Swing your partner in cat's paw soles. They wear far longer resist holes.
Hold on. That's
Roy
okay
Rogers
for...
will hate you.
Yes, you know it. Well, that's okay for soles, but what about cat's paw heels?
What about cat's paw heels?
Well, what rhymes with soft, resilient, or microlite soles, lighter than leather, lighter than rubber?
Don't worry, Ken. We'll still need announcers.
Oh, you're darn tootin'. Nothing beats a straight pitch like when I say, folks, go to the shoe repair displaying the famous cat's paw cat in the window. For over half a century, the sign of finest workmanship and materials. Look for cat's paw on new shoes, too.
I don't know, Ken. Is all that better than look for the sign of the cat's paw cat and have your shoes fixed where it's at?
Oh, where it's at.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, where
rhymes
it's
with
at
cat, doesn't it?
Bad grammar,
beautiful,
though. It's awful. It just
beautiful iambic
no,
pentameter.
I don't go for it at all.
Bye.
No.
Such a curious.
Do I want you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, did I do? Thank you. I do.
Do I need you?
Oh,
do I? Oh, honey,
indeed I do.
I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, do I? Honey, indeed I do. Yeah.
Must you fear medical x-rays? How can our schools get the new libraries they need for our youngsters? Are the inexpensive cuts of meat less nutritious than the more expensive? These are some of the questions answered in The Better Way, a regular monthly feature of Good Housekeeping magazine. This section is always chock full of handy, useful, and above all, practical advice on how to run your house, your family, and your life in better, easier ways. For instance, here are some other questions that are answered in The Better Way section of April Good Housekeeping. How about the new measles vaccines? How good are they? How soon will they be available? What is the exact etiquette of table candles? How can you take the strain out of household pushing, pulling, reaching, and lifting? What are the best ways to avoid various types of motion sickness? All these and many more questions you may have on your mind right now are answered in The Better Way in April Good Housekeeping. On sale now. That's Good Housekeeping for April.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But he only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. But whoever dreamed that your cousin would come along and give us the eye. I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad.
Well, that's practically everything we had on the boards for today, but we're going to be back tomorrow loaded. Just loaded. See you then.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.